This is a typical one system. You can either utilize the supply switch and the double pole switch. So that will be the supply will be here. This is the supply. So that will be the switch. Single pole switch. And this one will be the low. And then will be the go back to here. So either we can utilize the single pole switch. So when you install the switch, ever we have to put on the active wire. So active and neutral wire. All the switch must be installed at the active wire. Some of the switches we can cut by, there are two poles, active and neutral. So this is the active. So this is the supply. And here neutral. So both the active and neutral can be cut out. So this is for the double pole switch. So that will be the connected to the low. So either we use a single pole switch or the double pole switch, then we can cut off the both the active and the neutral wire. So therefore, this system we can see that this one will be the lighting circuit. So this circuit will be the so most details are wiring circuits are format. So that this one will be the 1, 2, 3, 4 connector. We connect like this. So connector 1, connector 2, connector 3, and then connector 4. Okay, so according to this rules, what we do is that this is a supply cable. So this will be the supply cable like this. So connector 1 is connected to the neutral wire. The supply. This is the neutral wire. The neutral wire. And go like this is the connector 1 connected to neutral wire. It's true. Connector 1 is connected to neutral wire. And then go. And then connector 4 must be connected to active wire. So this is the connector 4 connected to active wire. So active wire, neutral wire. Okay, so connector 1, all the 1 you can put the neutral wire. Connector 4 connected to the active wire. And connector 3 is we connect the hard wire. Connector 3, hard wire. Okay, this is the rule, it's the same way. 1 or neutral wire. 3, 4 or the active wire, and the 3 will be the this is for the up wire. So this is, and then where you put the switch put between the connector 2 and connector 4. So switch is put between the connector 2 and 4. So this is the connector 2 and 4, we put switch like this. Connector 2 and 4, we put a switch like this. Okay, so it puts the connector 2 and 4. And light, ever put between the connector 1 and 2. Light, put one between the connector 1 and 2. Connector 1 and 2. So this is the way you can see there are two switches controlling the two lights. So very easy to understand. But this one will be the prefer by the beginner. When there's an electrician, they usually will see the things they can wire up. But if you are beginner and you wire up this way, if something went wrong, it's also called a short circuit. So this was I made the most simplification. So this is the easier to know and easier to wire up. So if you are beginning, you should make the corner dark and the proper leads are corner like this. But you don't, this method is a good. It's that you are very experienced electrician, they just wire up the corner like this. But then you begin out, you do like this, after that you confuse, you don't know what happened, when switch or everything blow out, so it happened like this. So this is the way that I make the most simplification. This is more easier. So there are four. We use a four connector, so that one connected to the neutral, and the four connected to the active, three connected to the ground, up, and the switch connect between the two and four, and light connected between the Y and 2. So this way we get a more easier approach for the simplify that. So those are the basic approach to the wiring circuit. So that all the lights are the way here, the way we just are electrical wiring. So we see that this one with one switch controlling the one light. So this is the second main circuit diagram. And this is wiring diagram, this is simplified. Similarly, this one is a two switch controlling the two light. So that way we just this is an electrical circuit diagram. And here wiring diagram and a simplifying diagram. So they are serverless switch. It doesn't mean that we can follow like this way. So this is part we can see there's a serverless switch, 3, 4, 5 switch. You can also control like this. So this is the basis of home wiring circuits connection.